identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
We'll be right back.
She could dance all night and shake the paint off the wall.
Remind you. And more
all weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
We've had some fun.
It's true.
Yes, it's true.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Colfax. This is 105.7 CFW.
But you know the plans I'm making still. just crystal tears. Full of snowflakes on your body. First time in years to drench your skin. Lover's rose is tame. A chance to find.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
There's a story in my eyes. Turn the pages of desire. Now it's time to trade those dreams for the rush of passion's fire. I can feel you tremble when we touch, and I feel the hand of fate reaching out to both of us. I've been holding back the night. I've been searching for a clue from you. I'm gonna try with all my might to make the story.
We'll be right back.
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. Keeping you informed and entertained throughout Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley.
On air and on the Civic Media app, 1057 CFW.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've ever considered creating a prairie in your outdoor space, now is the time to learn all about it. The Chippewa Savannahs chapter of the Prairie Enthusiasts will be sharing everything you need to know on Saturday, March 30th, starting at 10 a.m. It's at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. Here's something to satisfy your taste buds. Chippewa Valley Burger Week is underway through the end of the month. The celebration gives you the chance to taste all types of burgers and at a special price. More info and a list of the restaurants taking part can be found at volume.org/burgerweek. And the solar eclipse is April 8th, but you can get your kids ready with a special eclipse event on Monday, April 1st at 4 p.m. The fun is free and happening at the Menominee Public Library on Wolski Bay Road. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As area residents begin to adjust to a world without Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, the Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative is still seeking solutions. The organization is still making plans to introduce a local, independent community hospital to the area following the closures. According to a WQOW report, the group has begun to imagine what the hospital would look like, what the costs would be, and putting together a plan to make it happen. The hospitals closed last week. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced new funding will be available to feed students in need over the summer. After receiving approval from the United States Department of Agriculture, Wisconsin will be the first state in the country to receive federal approval for a summer EBT program. School officials say the meals that kids receive at school, particularly the food insecure kids, is essential in their development. The program will ensure kids who may not have adequate food access outside of school will still be able to eat. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight at a low around 30 degrees. Slight chance of a shower on your Sunday. Otherwise, clouds and highs in the upper 40s. Chance of rain Sunday night, a low of 32. For Monday, a chance of rain and a high around 46.
Currently, 42 degrees.
1057 CFW.
So is your town. you know what to do. Gonna always be there. Sometimes if I shout, it's not what's intended. These words just come out with no cross to bear.